Adam and Eve, Chapter 2, Genesis 1, verses 26 through 31, and Genesis 2. Perhaps many of you have thought that something was forgotten in our first chapter. We did tell you that the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the light and the firmament, the mountains and the seas, the trees and the plants, the sun, moon, and stars, the birds and fishes, and finally all kinds of animals. But now you could ask me, and the first people, who created them? We will begin to tell you that now. At the end of the sixth day, the Lord made man. With all that was formerly done, God only spoke. Power went out with his word, and at once everything came forth. But when the Lord created man, he did more than speak. Together we will read what is recorded in the Bible. Look it up. We read there, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Do you know what this means? The Lord made from earth, from ordinary dirt, the body of man. But that body was still dead. There was no life in it. Then a great wonder happened. The Lord breathed into the nostrils of that body the breath of life, and that body of earth suddenly began to live. That earth changed into flesh and bones. Isn't the Lord Almighty? What people cannot do, God can. By this you can see that the Lord is Almighty. When God breathed into the nostrils of that body, the soul came into that body. In this way, the Lord created the first person. The Lord also gave this man a name. You can read this name in the Bible. His name was Adam. Thus, Adam consisted of soul and body. This is not the case with animals. Whenever an animal, such as a cow or a dog, dies, it is buried in the ground and is forever dead. When man dies, the body is buried, but the soul never dies. It remains alive forever. At present, it is a little difficult for you to understand this, but when you are a little older, you will understand this better. One thing you do know: whenever a friend of yours dies, then that friend either goes to heaven or hell. If that friend has received a new heart, he goes to heaven. But otherwise, you really dare not say that so easily, then your friend goes to hell. That is very terrible. And what if you should die? There are but two ways. It shall be the one or the other. So you see, children, that is the great difference between mankind and the animals. When the Lord created Adam on the sixth day, he was perfect. He lived a holy life without sin. Adam was king of the creation. Every animal made by the Lord must be obedient to him. Must Adam walk without anything at all upon the large earth? No, for the Lord made a very beautiful garden, where a great many delicious fruit trees stood. Now Adam could live and walk in this beautiful garden. What is the name of this beautiful garden? Paradise. Do you know what Adam must do now? He must give names to all the animals. All at once a large beast came walking toward Adam. But Adam was not afraid. Adam was never afraid. He just laid his hand on the head of that animal and said, "You shall receive a nice name from me. From now on, you shall be called Lion." Another animal, which also had four paws and a tail, he named Dog. But why does the one animal receive the name of Lion and the other Dog? Oh, you say, that we do not remember. But our father or mother did tell us at one time. Adam knew why he did it. He didn't give these animals any name. No, he gave these animals a name according to their character. In this way, Adam gave names to all the animals. The cows, the horses, the sheep, and the pigs all came walking to Adam. And he gave everyone a name. Adam was intelligent, wasn't he? Still, Adam was all alone. This did not continue, for the Lord spoke, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him." And do you know what happened then? Adam fell into a deep sleep. The Lord caused Adam to sleep so tightly that he didn't notice anything was happening. As Adam lay sleeping on the grass, for at that time he had no need of a bed or any blankets, the Lord took a rib out of Adam, and from this rib he made a woman. Afterwards, Adam awoke. The Lord brought this woman to Adam, and she was his wife. From now on, they would live together, and from now on, they would talk over everything with each other. Ah, how happy he was that he was no longer alone. Now he had his wife with him, and she would help him with everything. He also gave his wife a name. He called her Woman. Later, she received another name, which was Eve. Together, they walked through this beautiful garden called Paradise. Together, they sang of gladness. At night, after you have been playing all day, you are tired. But Adam and his wife were never tired. Already you have been sick, but they were never sick. You sometimes have a headache or a toothache, but Adam and his wife didn't even know what a headache or toothache was. When it is dark at night, probably you sometimes are afraid. When it became dark in paradise, Adam and his wife were not afraid. You tremble when it thunders heavily. The Lord speaks when it thunders. We hear the voice of God in the clouds, although we cannot understand that voice anymore. Adam and his wife were not afraid when the Lord spoke, and they could understand his voice. Every day they lived in the presence of the Lord. They walked with the Lord as a friend walks with his friend. We must work very hard, the entire day, to earn money. With this money, we are able to buy food and clothing. Adam and Eve didn't need clothing. They were naked. But this did not annoy them. It was not necessary for them to buy food. Whenever they were hungry, they could pick the finest fruits from the trees for eating. They could eat from every tree, except one. One tree stood in paradise, from which they were not permitted to eat. This the Lord had forbidden. The Lord said to Adam, of every tree which is in this beautiful garden, you may freely eat, but from this one tree you shall not eat. This tree is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil." That was not so hard. There were hundreds of trees in paradise from which they could eat. From this one alone they could not eat. Do you know why the Lord did not want them to eat of this one tree? Because Adam and his wife must obey the Lord. If your father or mother forbids you something, should you not be obedient? The Lord made a covenant with Adam. He said, "If you will not eat one fruit from that tree, you always may live in this beautiful garden. And later I will make it so that you will not be able to be disobedient. But if you shall eat thereof and will not listen to me, then you will surely die." This covenant is called the covenant of works. Adam could merit eternal life for himself. We cannot do that anymore. A little later, Adam told his wife, Eve, that she was not allowed to eat of that tree. He showed her the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now his wife also knew it. Oh, how happy and blessed Adam and his wife were, if it had only remained that way.